Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, March the 5th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 2.5 cents, 427.5. May wheat down 10.25 cents, 553.75. And May beans down 4.5 cents at 1150.5. Looks like a little bit of turnaround Tuesday here. The wheat's under more pressure as Russia continues to sell cheap wheat around the world, and the U.S. mainly missing out on most of the business. Corn a little bit lower as China buys more Ukrainian corn. They've been a pretty good buyer of Ukrainian corn over the last few days. The Brazilian soybean harvest is now about 50% complete, so we should see some of that pressure backing off the markets here, at least off the bean market. Interesting to note that Bitcoin made a new historic high here at $69,595 a coin. It's now trading lower on the day by $200 at $68,235. The rest of the outside market's pretty quiet. Metals are strong again here today. Silver up 22 cents, gold up $13. There's just not a whole lot of news. Looks like some of the average guesses are coming out on the WASDE report. Corn 2.159 for a carryout, wheat 657, beans 319. The general thought is that the USDA is going to cut demand, export demand for soybeans and wheat, which seems reasonable considering how lousy the numbers have been. We expect that the Brazilian corn and soybean production numbers are going to be down from last month. Are they going to cut it as far as they should? Probably not, but at least it'll show a trend there. But overall, most of these crops are in pretty good shape. We have very little demand for our grain. The dollar is still way too strong. So, you know, are the funds going to cover more before the WASDE report? They'll get the chance to buy it lower here this morning. The WASDE report is on Friday, so they still have several days of coverage if they want it. Overall, I just don't see anything particularly positive out here. You know, with the funds not coming in, today, that's a little bit surprising, but who knows? You know, we could open up lower and then rally this thing. Seems like every time we open strong, we break. Every time we open really weak, we rally it. So if we open lower here today, hopefully we'll see the funds come in and rally this thing and continue the trend that we've seen of funds trying to cover some of their short positions here before the WASDE report on Friday. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.